Hi. It's been a while since we've done a podcast. It's been a couple days, I guess. My dog's keep barking. So I guess today we're just talking about things related to theater-wise, I guess. So I guess the first thing we can talk about would be definitely about how Lehua wants to be a model and I want to be an actor. And, oh, the dogs. Anyways, so one thing I learned while researching was that being an actor, especially when you're an Asian, a model is very hard. It sucks because, you know, there's people who want to be an actor, especially like me or almost some people in teacher theater. Like, who wants to be a model? Possibly also an actress, I'm guessing. That could be like a side job. But one thing we learned is that we're going to be a freshman, and we hope that things change. Because if you ever notice, watch any movies, there's always white people, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's just, you know, other, I guess, nationalities, other people from different descendants wants opportunities like that. And you might say, oh, okay, go to your own country like that, but there's people like Lehua and I. Lehua was born here in Hawaii, right? Hawaii. And I was born in New York. Yes, so either way, Hawaii is still part of the U.S., and that's still a part of Hollywood, USA, basically, film, basically. I'm from New York, and I don't know much English, and I don't really know much about Taiwan or China. So obviously, I won't go back and just, okay, audition there, because I can't speak fluent Mandarin. I know English. And that's one thing that sucks, especially for Lehua and I, because it's hard to be a model and an actor, because they're looking for how you look, what descendants you came from, and Asians, Asian Americans, Asians, whatever ethnicity you are, we don't get that type of opportunities here, you know. And I feel like we should do something about that, because I know Larson and Tisha, who's a junior, he's about to go to a senior, he wants to be an actor, and I'm glad that he wants to be an actor, but I don't know what's going to come for him and I and other people who is Asian and who wants to be an actor, or anyone who's not Asian. Either way, you don't get that equal opportunity in the U.S. and it sucks, but nothing we can do about that. And the only way we can do is just build our skills up or whatever. But either way, how good you are in singing, how good you are in acting, any of those, either way, you know, you're still not gonna get the same equal opportunity, you know. But guess just gotta work hard, you know, see what it will lead us to. And maybe the future will change. Maybe we have more equality, because right now it's all Black Lives Matter and all of that. And I support that, you know. We're all equal. We're all human, you know. Like, modern day society, they categorize us to make us different, to make one nationality, one ethnicity, is a way to make that ethnicity much more powerful than us. It's basically a way to say, okay, I'm way better than you. It's like that. You know, that's why they categorize us. But in reality, we're still human. We're still Homo sapiens.
Yeah, I forgot what that word meant, but yes.
Yeah. So, Lehua and I for theater, because I know I want to do theater in order to improve my acting skills. I don't know, Lehua, why do you want to still be in theater?
Because I know that it'll improve, I guess. Not just, like, improve me, but it'll, like, what do you say, expand my palette.
Would you want to be an actress? Because you can be an actress and a model. Either way, if you're an actress or an actor, you still got a model anyways.
Exactly.
Yeah, so you're an actress, okay. But either way, my plan in high school, I don't know what to say who plan, but I would say what's my plan. I guess I want to do anything that improves anything related to performing arts. Like, I want to join chorus to improve my singing more. I'm going to be in Dancer Delight to see how they can help me on my dancing skills. T-shirt theater will help me with my acting and improv skills and community building and family. I'm trying to join Miss Schubert's or Auntie Teresa's leadership class to help me with my leadership skills. I also I'm gonna take honors science and honors English to improve my skills and my knowledge of those, as well as AP Human Geography, because I want to prepare for college. So I'm basically focusing on my education and my career at the same time. And normally people focus on education first and then career at the end, but I'd rather get a head start on both of them, because by the time I'm finished on senior year, I'm all set, I have everything down, you know. I'm also planning to join FPAC. I want to audition for The Little Mermaid, but we're still doubting ourselves about it.
Oh no, I'm not clearly down with myself, but I'll probably just say ensemble instead of Ursula.
Yeah, so we want an audition for Flounder. I don't know what are you gonna Ariel?
Ursula's stupid.
Okay, so we think that we either may not get the part or we'd be in the ensemble. Either way, I'd rather take the ensemble, but either way, if we don't get it, that's okay. But my job is just try to, if we don't get it, I don't really care. I care, but I will understand since it's my first year freshman and I only started acting like seventh grade, yeah, because we started seventh grade. But we did. I'm proud of Lehua and I because we actually did a lot so far. Like, I convinced her to do talent show with me, and guess what? We won second place. That's great. And what else? What else have we did to accomplish things to make us feel better? We did talent show. Oh, we also performed for the parent night because Domingo asked us to perform for her. She didn't ask us. She just forced us. She's like, yeah, you guys already performed. Go.
If Domingo sees this, we love you.
I know, yes. Yeah, I forgot we finished middle school. We're officially freshmen. Mm-hmm. No, once we get a certificate on Tuesday, we're officially freshmen.
But, there was a lot of...
Go.
I forgot about it. There's a lot of things that happened. Like, fuck, I forgot what I was going to say. Advice I would like to give to elementary schoolers and middle schoolers, good luck, because it'll be hell. Hell.
Let me rephrase that and make it better. So what I meant is, when we were first in... When we arrived in middle school, we didn't get the tip and all of that. Not how we're getting from seniors right now. Seniors are giving us tips for high school, but we never received any tips about middle school. So when we went on to middle school, we were completely out of it. We didn't know what to do because we're still in the elementary stage. But fifth graders going to sixth graders, upcoming sixth graders, sixth grade is gonna be different because you're gonna find your true friends basically. And in high school, that's gonna be the same, I heard, but either way, that's when you find your new friends because people are changing. And it's not going to be like elementary. Elementary, you stay in one class, you have one teacher. But in middle school, in Kalakaua Middle School, there are 7 periods and 6 periods for each day. But in total, there's 7 different classes.
I thought it was 8. Because if you're counting advisory, and then there's 7.
Advisory is only...
There's 7 periods.
7 periods. Period 1, period 2, period 3, period 4, period 5, 6, 6, period 7. There's no advisory.
I'm losing brain cells because of you.
Anyway, upcoming 7th graders, 6th graders from this year, you know how 6th grade was like. 7th grade is the time when it sucks. Seventh grade sucks for me because it's not the beginning of your first day of school. It's not the beginning of middle school, and it's not the end of middle school. It's you're in between. You're stuck.
It's like junior year.
Yeah. So you're stuck. It's the time when you're preparing for eighth grade, and it gets harder. And one advice I wish I received in middle school was to try new things. Because sixth grade, seventh grade, I was scared. Like I was shy. I only had regular classes. I'm like, as long as I pass, I'm okay. But then I met Meridol. And Meridol and the IDT squad, whatever. One thing I learned from them was that I guess they cared about people in their own ways. Like for me, they just played around with me and just hit me. But anyway, yeah, so I learned from them that there's more to just regular classes and who was gone now. But I'm on my own. I might wait till Lehua comes back.
Can you just start?
Again, 7th grade. Lehua here, her mom came in, and she had to close her camera. But anyways, Lehua, what is some advice you would like to give to the 7th graders?
Oh, like, 7th graders becoming into 8th
grade? Upcoming 7th graders.
Oh, to be honest, 7th grade was, like, pretty chill for me. Because all you were doing is like a simple, not simple shit, but like you're just doing something that adds on to sixth grade and then focuses on eighth grade, if that makes sense. I don't even know what I'm saying.
upcoming eighth graders, which is our year, which is our friend year, our sister year, which is class of 2025.
Oh, okay.
So I'll go first.
Okay, you go first. Okay. Hurry up. You talk too much.
To be honest, eighth grade year was the worst for me and the best. I met T-shirt. I met new opportunities. But I also depressed. I was depressed so much. Like, I lost myself. Like, if you knew me in my elementary and sixth grade, seventh grade year, you knew me as a person who always laughed and smile and barely go mad and all that. But in eighth grade year, that changed a lot because I lost a lot of friends and all of that. And one thing I learned is that don't focus on friends. Like, forget about the friends you need. Like, you need friends, obviously, but if you're in, like me, where you had a broken family and you don't have a full family or you don't have much friends and you're not popular in school and all that, then you know how it feels to be lonely at the cafeteria with your book or doing homework and alone at the table. And for some... that was me. For some popular kids who's watching this, I don't know if you know how we, like, who and I felt, but have you ever wondered how it felt not being popular, not having anyone over there talking to you and all that? Because I see all the popular kids having all their friends, but have you ever wondered if you were in the shoes of someone who's focusing into working hard and not having a broken family, not being popular in school? You know, like, how would you feel? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying all popular kids are bad, but some of them are just too greedy. They take this for advantage. If I was popular in school, obviously I want to give back to the community, and I would definitely still be friends with the people who isn't popular. Because either way, what?
I had friends. I just don't talk to them a lot.
Either way,
you know, like.
I mean, for some reason, a lot of times we had friends, they left us. Like, Lehua, some of your friends were fake. Some of my friends just left me. And it's probably because of how I'm annoying and all that, and I tried to change myself so many times. But one thing I learned from T-shirt and from the seniors, from the high schoolers in general, is that either way, a true friend doesn't, when they treat you food, they don't ask for anything back. And at the same time, friends, they don't leave you. They don't care how you're annoying, how you act. You know what I mean?
So, I still put up with you.
Yeah. So, basically what I'm trying to say is, if someone doesn't like you for who you are, and they say you're annoying and all of that, then you automatically know they're not your friend anymore. Because either way, if you really love them, you really want them to be your friend, and they don't seem like they want to be your friend, then forget it. Like, leave them. Because they're... Okay, one more thing for everyone. For all the popular kids, enjoy it. Because when you're older, no one is going to care about you. I'm just saying, like...
You're so mean.
I'm being straightforward. Like, take this opportunity right now and use it wisely. Because when you get older, that thing is gone. Your fame is gone. The only way to be famous again is either you doing something big. You invent something. You be an actor, actress, whatever you want to do to put yourself out there. What I'm trying to say, because high school and middle school and elementary, the popular kids are always the one that's good looking, the one that's sometimes smart, the one that's an athlete or all that. That's one thing I hate about middle school, is that it's just like real life. It's just how they categorize you in different groups. And that sucks because they think they're superior, better than us. But in reality, we're still students. We're still the same class year. We're the same age. We're kids. We're teens. You know what I mean? And it pisses me off because they think they're, oh my gosh, I'm famous, or like all of that. Like, oh, people love me. By the time you get to adulthood, no one's going to care. Oh, okay, that kid was a popular kid. You're going to be a regular adult in the world working. That's all you're doing to help the economy. And if you want to be famous again, do something big. That's all I'm saying. Like, who are your turn?
They really don't care if you're popular or not when you reach adulthood. It's just work. That's all it fucking is. It's just work.
And it sucks. Like Mariben, she's great. She's nothing wrong with her. She's really nice. She's chill, to be honest. When I first met her, I was scared of her. I literally was scared. I literally avoided her. And I... You know that feeling when you think, okay, they're talking shit about me? That's how I felt every time I see Mariben in them. And no offense, guys. I just thought that, you know. And if you did, and then I don't care. You guys still help me. Kyle, when I first met him in seventh year, he was pretty chill. He was chilling with our friend Serenity, who she is in the school anymore. But Kyle is different because he isn't like the other popular kids. He hangs out with you, you know, and he's pretty chill. But there's students, popular kids, which I'm not going to mention, who thinks they're superior, you know, and think, oh, okay, this person is going to vote for me, or I don't care, or whatever. They try to get on your good side to have your vote, and then next thing you know, they're rude to you. That's how things are. In middle school, this is another thing for the younger, whatever. In middle school, they're going to talk shit about you, whether you like you or not. Whether you're popular or not popular, whatever you are, at least one person will talk shit about you.
Yeah.
And it sucks, you know. And that feeling of being lonely every single day sucks. But when I met theater and teacher theater, that whole thing was gone, you know. It was great. It was a great feeling, and I was happy again. But the thing is that when you lose a piece of yourself from being depressed, from being hurt by people, like who and I noticed from experience of being hurt and all of that by family, by friends, although people can help you restore them back, you will never be the same again. Because you'll lose a part of yourself through this journey in middle school and high school. But you know that when you lose that, you can be restored, but it can never be the same again.
Yeah.
You can leave. Yeah, like when I used to be always smile, I used to always laugh, always joke around. And I still do, but I lost some of it, you know, and I don't do that much as I used to. And
I'm not even paying attention.
Yeah, but I blame it on middle school. And middle school sucks, but I guess it's just like a early high school thing, ready for you. They keep saying high school will be worse or be better, but to be honest, it's really how we make it. Do we make it better? Do we make it good? Whatever. Just go with the flow, you know? Life, it is what it is, basically. So you know how we do photo shoots, today?
No.
No, we do photo shoot. You literally see you on my Instagram. Photo shoot, photo shoot.
No, duh, of course I do. Yeah. Stupid.
So for people watching my Instagram or Lehua's Instagram, when we do photo shoots, the pictures, okay, sometimes it goes great, sometimes it goes bad. But what you don't know is behind the scene is that our stupid ass looks so weird looking for a position. The teachers walk past us from Farrington, who doesn't even know Lehua and I yet. They're like, the fuck are they doing? Like, we're doing photo and they're like, what are they doing? Because we're finding positions.
And there was this one.
Go.
Okay, remember that one time we were going to watch the In the Heights preview and we went to Diners?
Yes, oh my gosh.
That. And we sat on the table.
Yeah.
Remember,
if you go on my Instagram, you'll see it.
Yeah. The so remember when I wore fucking ripped jeans that time?
You rip your jeans.
I made a hole.
And I was so uncomfortable because Angela and all of them, they were okay. But I was like, why are we sitting at the table? Doesn't people eat on here? They don't even wipe it much. Oh, my God. And you know what I'm doing?
It was funny.
Whoever stalks my Instagram and sees my photo shoot, they must be saying, the fuck, why is he wearing the same thing? There's like paparazzi. Like, why are they wearing the same thing? And here's the thing. When you're doing photo shoots, sometimes there's specific clothes that I wear for photo shoots for the same thing, sometimes different, but I normally wear the same thing for a photo shoot because it just matches, I guess, but I can't find a new one.
That's where we're going to shopping.
Yes, I know. We should make a vlog out of that.
No, yes. Yes.
Get lost. We're getting lost in Jean's warehouse. I'm just kidding.
We
can, yeah.
Yeah, but Jean's Warehouse isn't that big, stupid.
You never know. And in the mainland, it's pretty big, I think. Oh my God. Dumbass.
It's pretty big. You said it's pretty big. So remember how, like, we're watching Glee nowadays?
Oh, yes. I've been watching, like...
Like, this dude, his name is Blaine Anderson, right? Oh my God, he's a lot.
Yeah. Oh, Blaine?
Yeah, Blaine.
Oh, my God.
If he was... No, he's straight in real life, but, like, in the TV show, he was...
He does a lot of... He said he does a lot of gay characters. And that's because he supports it, that's why. And he does a lot of it.
Supported?
He supports it.
Oh, shit. What about, dude, I want to spoil the whole.
No, I'm only on season two.
Okay, but like, Mr. Shu, I don't really like him that much because he's like biased, you know? Mm-hmm. What the heck are you doing?
I'm moving my leg.
That looks so wrong. But Mr. Shu, he's like, he likes Rachel more than like the others.
Yeah, because Rachel is more better.
No, but
sorry for people who don't watch Glee. You can skip this part. Yeah,
but like, in all honesty, I think Mercedes is better than Rachel because she has like a powerful voice. She's like Jennifer Hudson.
Yes.
You don't even know who Jennifer Hudson is, do you?
Jennifer Hudson, no. Yeah.
Remember Puck?
Oh, the bad one.
The one with the mohawk.
Yes. Yeah, I don't like him.
He's okay.
If you tell me, Blaine and Kurt, I'm all for it.
Kurt. Like, seeing him through season one all the way through season six, he grew up. Like, he was so little.
Yeah, I don't know. And when I first met Kurt, I didn't like his personality. I'm just saying.
Why?
Like, he was so sassy towards Rachel. And I guess being a person who watched a lot of shows, I was on Team Rachel.
I hated Rachel. But she's okay now.
We have no healer, you fat bitches. Oh my gosh.
Okay. We're ending it here because my iPad is low. So, bye-bye.
Bye.